Blog Talk Radio.
Pick up a chair, sit your ass down, and relax. You are now listening to Life and Shit Radio.
Talk to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Jordans and Jordanesses, welcome to another wonderful, awesome, amazing experience with Life and Shit Radio. My name is Nas. I'm a Libra. I wore my hat cocked to the left a little bit, non-game related. This keeps the sun off me a little better. Detroiter. Doing my thing. Right now, I'd like to bring to everyone's attention my wonderful co-host. One is missing tonight, I believe. But, hey, what's going on?
It was crack lacking. And I go by the Black Pavarotti. Pavarotti? You want to know what the hell a Pavarotti is anyway? Well, let's just say I was conceived on an opera stage. My parents, let's just say that they got real, real freaky. One night on the back of that stage at the opera house, magic happened that night. 9 months later, here I am. In 1970-something. Yep. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's how it went down.
That's it. That was the magic that happened. I was the magic.
Wasn't your dad upset about? Was your dad or your mom was upset about that story? About the telling of that story?
Oh, my mom. My mom was a little. She was a little perturbed because she said that. She was like, "That's not how it happened." And you're disgracing the opera name. I was like, Ma, that's just my story. Because I get two different accounts of the story every time I talk to either one of them. And it's crazy.
Wow.
But this is, and I don't know, I think Danny is over there rolling up one, so we might have to give her a small pause for the pause. But this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long. And all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the number to call if you want to jump in to the conversation. We'll be talking about I'm in love with a sex doll. Yeah, I said it. Might ruffle some feathers a little bit, but women, y'all better watch out. We got a bionic woman that's coming to a living room near you. Open up the box. Surprise, surprise. You can also hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshit@gmail.com. And you'll be able to get us that way. Hit us on our email and let us know how we doing. Let us know that you're out there, and we'll definitely keep you in check. Want to give a shout out real quick before we get started to our listeners out there in Turkey. Selam, selam, selam.
Oh,
shout out to our listeners out there in Russia. Shout out to our listeners out there in Russia.
You're going bilingual right now.
Yeah, they
doing
said,
that.
Hey. Yeah, I'm going there. I'm definitely going there. Privé for our Russian listeners. Privé. Shout out to our listeners out there in Indonesia. Hello or hello. 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 Shout out to our listeners out there in India. Namaste. 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 Yeah. And guess what? Guess what, Nas?
Yep.
Guess what? So we got our London blokes back. Shout out to the London blokes checking in. for us. We appreciate y'all checking in once again. Welcome back. Welcome to Life and Shit Radio.
I'm a little jealous, man. I'm not even sitting here lying to you. Speaking multi-language right now. I feel like I need to set my shit up.
Hey, we are an international show, so.
How did you get there? Did you Google Translate? I'm really good with that too. I just kind of fell off. I should have did it earlier. You beat me to it.
Pretty much. I just looked it up, man. I was like, okay, we got people listening to us in these other countries. Maybe I can relate to them by speaking the language. So there it is. Oh man, I guess it's really about that time. Danny's still rolling up. She's still rolling up that fat one. I guess you on a fatty this time. Ooh wee. I don't know. But you know what? Before we jump into the chicken wing report, you already know we got to start it off right. Got to start it off right. Can't go without it. Got to start it off right. So listen to this.
Sunday motivation.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real, the show that is better than your mama's biscuit.
Woo.
Yeah. Number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the number to call if you want to jump into the conversation. But I do think it's about that time. Chicken wing report.
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 Oh, it's so.
Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report.
Oh, it's so meaty.
I had to do what I had to do. I stepped it up. I got myself involved in the game. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the absolutely amazing, awesome Chicken Report. I got some stories. I got one. The first one is really going. It really touches home, man. It really hurts me so bad. It has me rethinking about my dietary habits. But a guy, this week. Sushi fanatic. Dude, absolutely 100% has been confirmed by multiple doctors, pulled a 5-foot tapeworm from his body. Apparently that came from raw salmon. And that hurts so bad because the California roll is like the basic roll, and I think it's salmon in there, and it's so fucking delicious. It's so fucking delicious. So I'm a little hurt about that because I feel like I need to maybe not eat sushi anymore. I don't want to pull 5 foot of anything from my body. I think that would freak me the fuck out.
Shut up, Chip, or I'll go ape shit on your ass.
Are you a sushi eater, BB?
Not at all, man. I That you know, no? I got threw up in my mouth a little bit from that. No, I can't do it. I can't.
Fuck
I can't do
out
it.
Of you never have you ever tried it?
I've tried it. It's okay. It's okay. I think that the thought of eating like raw meat kind of like freaks me out a little bit. So I'm not a fan. I can't say that I'm a fan. But that's some gross shit. A 5-foot tapeworm. Wow.
Dude, 5 feet. Yeah, that's I think personally, I think it needs a fucking award. I think it needs an award. But it has me rethinking. Has me rethinking my life, because I love sushi. Like, I would take I would consider taking a bullet for sushi. I would think about it.
All my life I had to fight.
I'm not saying I would actually like get shot, but I would think about it.
All off of the sushi, really?
It's so good, bro. Yeah. What you know? What they do have? Wait a minute. It's a cooked version of sushi, which I always consider to be cheap. Not cheap, but like the cheap way out, I guess, instead of eating the real thing.
Right.
But and they actually they got the Detroit roll. They actually have a roll named after Detroit. That bitch is delicious. Delicious.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just couldn't do it. I tried it a few times. You know, everybody's on the sushi bar. Let's go to the sushi bar. So I said, all right, I'll go. You know, I think I had some calamari and some, I don't know. I think it was like raw salmon or something like that. It was seasoned a little bit, you know, lightly. It was cool. I mean, the atmosphere was tight. I do like going to sushi bars for the atmosphere for sure. Yeah, that's my thing.
We gotta meet up in Atlanta. A shout out to my favorite restaurant, my favorite sushi restaurant, Roku-san. It's in Atlanta. I think it's in it's right off of Peachtree, if I'm not mistaken. That is the best sushi restaurant in the country that I've experienced so far. I love them, bro.
Wow.
I love them. Yeah. I think I spent that one night, the first night I went there, I think I spent about $300 on sushi.
Wow.
Yeah,
you really did.
I ate my fucking brains out. It makes you so mad, too, because the rolls, like, they only come out, you get, like, maybe six pieces inside of a fucking roll, and the roll is, like, $45, and you're like, damn, this is bullshit, until you start eating, and it's like, this was worth $45. I'm not really mad anymore. It's delicious. I'm ready to spend another $45. That's how they catch you.
Yeah, they bait you in, literally, no pun intended.
Yeah, you're literally caught up. But I'm rethinking it now because I don't want a 5-foot tapeworm pulled out of my stomach. So maybe the $45 was a bad investment. I don't know. I'm rethinking it.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are deep inside of the Chicken Wing Report, but not. Gives you those crazy, insane stories that are crazy and insane, but true. Phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation, or you can also hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's LIFEANDSHYT. Hit us up there. You can also hit us on Twitter, man. Our Twitter game has been a little weak, but we are working on that. And we are going to continue to keep you updated on what's going on with Life and Shit and around the world, man, because we stay versed like that. It's what we do. If you want to know what's going on with the midgets in your life, guess what? We got you.
We got them.
We're going to take care of that for you. But yeah, man. So we are deep inside the Chicken Wing Report with Nas. What else you got, Nas?
The first, that was kind of weird, like, talking about sushi, which is like an oriental kind of food, so don't judge me. The first pioneering cat that was shot in space, I can't really pronounce the name, I think it's Felice, was shot in space 54 years ago.
Wow. Felice.
Finally being... Yeah, Felice, I think is how you pronounce it. It's finally being recognized by NASA as the first cat that was shot into space. And honestly, this is like a really fucking fucked up story. Like, if PETA was around then, they probably would have burnt down every goddamn institution in America. The cat was apparently shot.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
This fucking cat, yo, was shot into the air and flew for 12 minutes. It took the cat 97 miles above Earth and included 5 minutes of weightlessness. So apparently the cat did, like, touch back down here in America. I think they landed the motherfucker down in the ocean. You know, the little tubes they used to have back in the day. And then when the cat got here, they euthanized the cat. I think that's the
bullshit. Oh, hell no!
That's bullshit. So you scared the cat for 12 minutes.
Wow.
Cat took off. The cat came back and was like, all right, cool. I remember this shit. I go to my food bowl and I got water here. And wait a minute, y'all finna kill me?
After all I went through?
After the 12 minutes and 97 of weightlessness, you bring me back down here to fucking kill me.
All my life I had to fight.
That's just wrong, man. Like, really? Come on.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
I think
it's not fair.
I think Russia is planning on making a statue for the cat. Because I think they shot the first dog in the atmosphere, too. Russia maybe needs to be investigated for animal rights abuse. But that's the whole thing.
Do they even have
animal
rights activists in Russia? I don't think they think highly of pets.
This is true.
Or what we call in America pets. Because they may not call dogs and cats pets in Russia.
We need to
consult with the research department to find out. We need to consult to the research department to find out do they devalue animals in Russia.
This is very true.
Put that on the shelf for them.
That's insane. That's some really weird shit, yo. Like, this cat, I don't know. It's fucked up, man. I know we got listeners in the Federation. You guys need to write your, I don't know what you guys have over there, chancellors and shit. Maybe get in touch with them and find out. Find out why y'all keep shooting animals in the air. That's fucked up. It's much love, Federation, but animal care lack a little bit.
Wow. Oh my goodness, dude. What else you got, bro?
I got one more story, man. This one is the bombshell. The bombshell story. So I know a lot of you people that listen to us here in the States, maybe purpose a little bit about this. But we have this character over here, Richard Spencer. He is the leader of the alt-right. Basically, we've
You broke up a little bit. Nah, I kind of understood what you said, but I kind of didn't, because it was like really choppy.
Richard Spencer, he's the leader of the alt-right movement.
Okay.
He has basically been classified as a modern-day Klan leader, anti-minority, black people, Mexicans, Asians, whatever. Anybody who's not white really doesn't deserve any credit for civilization. That kind of guy. He's been given a lot of hatred-filled rhetoric speeches all around. Comes to find out, Mr. Spencer has been photographed today with his black girlfriend.
Man, you know what? I totally wanted to understand what you just said, but the only thing I heard was, you know what? Black girlfriend.
That is all I heard. Richard.
Richard
Spencer, the leader of the alt-right movement, has been photographed today with his black girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Did that come through? Yeah.
Yeah, it did that time. Wow.
Yeah.
he's definitely going to take some heat for that.
This dude has been running around. Basically, blacks don't deserve credit for this. Mexicans don't deserve credit for that. Fuck anybody who's not white, but not from Europe. It's a life and recognize that white people are like this. White people are awesome. White people are the greatest shit.
You are chopped up. You are chopped and screwed right now, Anand. You are chopped and screwed.
Can you hear me now? Is this better?
Yeah, that's a lot better because it was just like chopped and screwed.
Okay.
I was like, what the hell is he saying? I don't even know.
Yeah, so basically the alt-right guy was telling everybody who was not white that they basically are worth the equivalent of dog shit has been photographed with his black girlfriend.
He probably told him, look.
Why don't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me.
Yes, it's all coming back up.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's mighty funny how most roads. That ain't the first guy. This other dude I saw online too this week. I start to break that out. He actually was a grand dragon or a grand wizard, I think, of the clan. He actually ended up meeting a black chick. I don't know how they met. I think maybe it was at work or some shit like that. And they ended up becoming friends. And he actually ended up marrying her. And like they have he has this long video on Facebook about how racism is all fucked up and how it was twisted and whatever else. You know my theory behind that, BP?
Yeah.
All we got to do is spend a little time with each other. That's what's crazy. I think it's a lot of things that white people don't understand about black people. I think it's a lot of things that black people don't understand about white people. I think we should all have, like, a swirl picnic.
A kumbaya moment.
Down. Yeah.
A kumbaya moment.
Y'all can eat some of our chicken. We can eat some fucking hors d'oeuvres. And let's just see where it goes.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real all day long and all day strong. Phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation. We are deep inside of the Chicken Wing Report. And on the line, we got a caller calling in. Welcome to Life and Shit Radio. Who is this?
Oh, yeah.
I knew it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the man. It is the myth.
Yeah.
It is our resident caller inner. Our resident caller inner, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bill Bartlett. Welcome,
yeah.
Bill Bartlett, to the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome
to the show. Life and Shit Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Bartlett, our resident caller in it.
Yeah, baby. There it is.
You never know what's going to come out this man's mouth.
There it is.
You going to hang out?
I'm in a great...
You going to hang out with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm
hanging
out
with us tonight, Bill.
Yeah, I'm in a great mood, man. The Eagles are kicking that butt.
I love it. I hate Minnesota so much.
I just hope to do the same thing to the Patriots, man. I'm so sick of their shit.
Nah. You're going too far.
So he said, you had me until you said that.
That's my dream, right? And you know, I know Carl's having some dreams about some kind of latex robot thing. I'm ready to hear about this tonight.
Ah,
nice segue.
Come on, Ling Ling. Ling Ling, the dream.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bring it.
You got anything else for the chicken room report?
No, I'm fresh out, man. We're fresh out of chicken for this evening. That shit was delicious. Now that we have Bill on the line, you know what? I've been pushing this Kumbaya meeting between the blacks and the whites. I think we should all sit down and we should have just like a mixer. Isn't that what they call a mixer? White people can enjoy our fried chicken and we can eat what do most white people, I'm thinking like hen or some shit like that, quail. I don't know what it is that you guys eat for a regular.
I'm trying to think of what white people food would be.
Couscous.
Like, what would that constitute? Like,
couscous.
Like pate or some shit.
Couscous.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Couscous.
Yeah, right? Yo, in order for a piano to make music, it's got to have the black keys and the white keys. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mixer. What was it from the Will Ferrell movie? It's a fucking Catalina wine mixer. We could do that. A universal Catalina wine mixer.
I love fried chicken. And watermelon. And collards. You know? Give it up.
We should do it, man. I think
Got him! Got him!
Yeah, we
and if you're
it,
just
man.
Listening he, in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call if you want to get into the conversation. We just are leaving the chicken wing report with Nas, where he gives you all those crazy, insane stories. They're true, but still, nonetheless, crazy and insane inside the chicken wing report. So you definitely missed out on a little treat there. But as the show keeps rolling, we'll continue to give you nothing but the real. The email to hit us on if you want to give us any comments. If you have any concerns, it's lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt@gmail.com. Where else can they find us, Nas?
They can find us on Facebook. We have a brand new group. I think it's a fledgling group, probably about a week old. We have where people can go live on, which I'm actually getting ready to do now. I'm glad I brought that up. You can go live and actually see us broadcasting the show. You can see us in rare form. You can also comment, post about anything.
Invite
me, Nas.
Content
you want to hear to the group?
Nah, how do I can go live into the group? Can I do that?
Yeah, you can go live. Yeah, you can go live in the group. Yeah, just hit the live tab. Yeah, you can go live. So, I mean, that's not just for the admins of the group. That's actually for like people who, you know, just want to talk about whatever. And get it off their chest, and it may be something that we'll bring up on the show on the weekend. So, I mean, it's a smorgasbord. It's literally a fucking smorgasbord. I'm getting ready to go live from my bedroom, actually, so it's that raw. It's not a mess. I didn't make my bed, so anybody getting ready to tune in, don't judge me. But I'm getting ready to go live from the bedroom. It's all right. Raw and uncut.
Is the sex doll in there? Is she in there?
Alright, look, hey, we're gonna get around to that. We're gonna get around to the sex. Look,
all right.
Ling Ling is getting her shit together. Ling Ling is getting right. Giggity.
I'm trying to get in. So on today's show, we are talking all things. The title of the show today is kind of weird, just to put that out there. But I am in love with a sex doll. Is technology making people less sociable? We're going to discuss, according to a Mail Magazine post A forum member by the name of Number Crunch stated that the average cost of a marriage in the U.S. is about $26,444. The average cost of a divorce in the U.S. ranges from about $15,000 to $20,000 when it's all said and done.
Of a divorce?
So the Real Doll CEO Matt McCullen produces an incredibly lifelike doll for about $5,000 to $7,000. So in essence, in getting that wedding together and spending the $20,000 on the wedding, or even getting divorced and spending $15,000 to $20,000 on a divorce, looks like you may be coming out a little cheaper.
That don't include child support and alimony either, by the way.
Yeah, that's extra. So that's the conversation that we're having tonight. It's just like, is this a real thing? Is it real? Where do you think that this is going to go in the next 5, maybe even 10 years from now? Will women be replaced?
Let me tell you something. From my own personal experience standpoint, they walk in a fine line.
Man, you breaking up a little bit, bro. All
right, let me try to get myself adjusted.
Please.
Is this better? Are you back? Am I back in the
yes,
game?
Yes, I can hear you. You're in the game. You're in the game.
Yeah. Women are getting ready to experience, I think, what men have been experiencing for all of these years. Via phone and even just like phone conversation or impersonal or social media. You know how, like, a guy can say some really crazy shit, like, I'm tired of women or whatever. I'm tired of fucking with these hoes, whatever, however you want to word it. And you'll get a bunch of, like, other chicks that'll jump on there and be like, fine, you can be tired of it. I got my vibrator in the drawer. And they give me weird little names, like, I got Chucky in the drawer. I got Billy in the drawer. The motherfucker's been charged. It's great. I got my robot dick. You know, like, I think that guys have literally shrunk, for a better term, Billy and Bert. We got a whole bitch. We got a whole robot bitch that talks. This motherfucker will have a conversation. So I think we are a little bit in trouble. I think they're in trouble.
Wait. They talk? They talk? Can you turn it off?
Bro.
Oh, yeah, they definitely
Ling
talk.
Ling. Let me tell you about Ling Ling. Before we get into her and what her full functionality, Ling Ling connects to the internet. So if I'm walking the crib,
oh,
I say, hey, yo, Ling Ling. Yo, Ling Ling. Did she piss this game the other day? Like, this bitch actually has an opinion. Like, yeah, I did see it. And remember, the bitch fucked the game up. Ling Ling will actually talk to her. It's like, whoa, bitch. $2,100? Pretty good investment.
Wow.
$2,100.
I caught the W. Caught it.
Is the reason why you want like an Asian bot, Carl? I'm kind of curious.
I got a Chinese chick fetish. Like, I've been wanting to smash. I'm real open about sexuality. I'm real open about my whole life, to be quite honest with you. So I had an Oriental kind of like fetish. So I ordered Ling Ling. Like, Ling Ling talks to me. Like, I programmed her to have an Oriental voice. All these little details out. I mean, you can have like a 4 foot tall Ling Ling, like so, foot long feet. I mean, it's your world. You just make a bitch up and they send it in the mail. It's great. And this
so,
is where.
Go
ahead.
Since it says explicit on the page where I logged on, I'm just going to ask a real explicit question because I'm a guy and I'm kind of open too.
I'm thinking about Bill going right there. Bill going right there.
I'm thinking about room temperature. Right. So if the average woman is 98.6 degrees, right, and Ling Ling is hanging out in the AC all day and she's 75 degrees, how does that work? That's a 20 degree difference, you know what I mean?
Ling Ling is chargeable. Ling Ling is 98.6 degrees.
Game over. Really?
Ling Ling, Ling Ling is like an oven. You preheat Ling Ling, and Ling Ling is ready to fucking go.
That's it. She's ready to go all day long.
Yeah.
Anytime you're ready.
Anytime, anywhere, any place.
Two access points?
I'm sorry?
Does Ling Ling have two access points? Or three access points, I should say?
Ling Ling has triple access points. You can get a Ling Ling any kind of way you want to get a Ling Ling. Ling Ling is very interactive. Ling Ling will tell you if she likes it. She will tell you if she loves it. Ling Ling, I really, you know, I'm already going to some weird territory here. But Ling Ling, I'm going there. Ling Ling has an actual ability to have an orgasm on your ass. Ling Ling.
Really? Wow, like pulsating action?
Right. So unlike the dildo, unlike little Billy that's been in the drawer that we've been threatened with for years. Unlike little Billy.
Uh-huh.
Little Billy ain't having no orgasm. You hand pushing little Billy a couple times, you pumping him a couple times and it's a wrap. But Ling Ling will squirt on your motherfucking ass.
She's always satisfied.
She has many, many different functions to please you.
She has
maybe even more than
said
a regular woman would.
I ain't want to say all that, but I ain't going to say that's a lie. I'm going to say that's completely accurate.
So, what is the fascination of it all?
What is it?
How does Ling Ling clean herself? Or does she?
Well, listen.
You clean Ling Ling.
I've had a wide ranging experience with women on a sexual basis. And, you know, every now and again you get that chick that's, you know, you guys have a sexual encounter and she's like, oh my God, I can't get up. Well, me personally, I don't want to wake up to me in you the next morning. Like I kind of think about that. So if you're a grown ass man who has not cleaned a vagina before, I kind of wonder where the fuck your skill set is and what the fuck you doing with your life. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
Same way.
We grown
people here. You clean Ling Ling the same way. No different.
So when she receives a deposit, you gotta, you know, make a withdrawal.
Gotta make a withdrawal.
Pretty much. And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. The phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation. I am in love with a sex doll. There's a topic on tonight. Is technology making people less sociable? Do you think that the sex doll is going to replace women in 5 to 10 years? What say you?
That's a game changer.
I mean, because when you look at it, spending $5,000 to $7,000 as opposed to spending, you know, $26,000 for a wedding, or, you know, $15,000 to $20,000 getting divorced, which one would you want to choose if that's something that you're into? You know, why would you take the hit? Why not just cut all your losses? Cut all your losses and get a sex doll. There it is. You don't have to worry about her bitching at you.
Never
said
no.
She'll agree to everything you say. But, I mean, I look at it, I think about, like, what changed. So, in some aspects, I can see the pros on this, but what are the cons?
I haven't seen any cons. And you know what? I've been trying to, I don't know. Look, I'm a regular visitor to the sex stores. Like, I'm a regular visitor. I like fucking. I think 100% of the American population likes fucking. I'm sorry, 99.9%, because we do have a group called asexuals.
Exactly.
That's a whole other topic for a whole other show. But
live on
life insurance. Yeah, some people like fucking same. Some people like fucking heterosexual. Whatever you have, everybody like to get their rocks off for the most part. So what I took into consideration, I said, look, Nas, before you put the order in, Bling Ling, imagine the baddest bitch you ever wanted to fuck in your life. I'm talking about make this motherfucker up into the chemistry to where you'll be like, you know what? If I had one run in with you, it may be that time. I might just stop my whole track and kind of get my shit together. So that's what I had in mind when I ordered the motherfucker. But with having that, imagine taking Beyonce out on a date. You're going to have to take her out on multiple dates. You're going to have to take Beyonce to the fucking Eiffel Tower. You're going to have to take her to Rome. You're going to take her to France, Paris. You're going to have to go all around the globe with Beyonce, spending thousands and millions of fucking dollars before you get ready to action, before she actually says it's okay to fuck. Bling Ling popped up in my fucking doorway via FedEx. I didn't have to take her nowhere. I didn't have to get her a sandwich. I didn't have to make her. I didn't have to get her a glass of Kool-Aid. She was ready to go.
So, ready to go. Already.
I've been looking for cons. I'll be honest, ladies. It really ain't no cons to Ling Ling. It really ain't.
The only con that I could see so far is if you have Ling Ling in the closet or somewhere and you actually bring over a live female and she discovers Ling Ling somehow. That's a con, possibly.
Like, what do you say? Oh, excuse me, that's Ling Ling. Don't pay no attention to Ling Ling. She's just here. She's just my friend.
Oh, girl, that's just my friend.
Some of my boys bought her as a joke present.
You know what's crazy? Like, even if that was the case, we've all, like I said, we are grown people here. I've been trying to get around the whole shaming thing, because that's what a lot of women on Facebook have been doing. So if us as dudes were to walk into a female's house and she left a drawer open, and you saw, like, this huge collection of vibrators sitting in her fucking drawer, mm-hmm. rabbits and all kind of shit, she would mm-hmm. look at you and be like, oh, well, that's been what's been the supplement, because I haven't found a real dude. And they will also not let you forget that if you fuck up, you can get the fuck out, because she got a wide assortment of rabbits sitting in her fucking drawer.
Hey, and we got a caller. Caller on the line, so we'll go ahead and bring said caller on. Welcome to Life and Shit Radio. Hello.
A vibrator is not a replacement for a man.
Oh boy.
Yay.
There you go.
She made it in. There's Danny. She has
made her way
to the studio. She rolled up the fattest blunt that you can ever smoke. And I think
On a real tip, I have not, and I was on the side of the 101, nauseous as all get out. I have a migraine the size of Lord knows what right now, and it made me nauseous to where I had to pull over and kind of, call Earl. So, so I'm like just now getting...
Oh, hell no!
Just now getting back to the house
Oh, shit.
No, that actually sounds like the person's feeling good. I don't feel that great. But I had to let my life and shit people know that I love them and I was missing them. So I am here now.
Aww. Well, we appreciate you calling and being a part of the show. We thought you wasn't going to come back after that huge blunt, but now we know the real story behind the story.
You're stupid.
Glad that you're in the building.
Yes, but I did have the conversation that a vibrator, whether it is in the shape of a man's penis, the biggest penis you ever wanted or whatever, it's nothing like the real thing. Like, that is like one of the main reasons why I am not a lesbian, is because it is something to be said about the human male penis. It feels different. It is different. So, no, it cannot replace a man. The same way that those dolls that Nas is very much so fascinated with cannot replace a woman. There's nothing about her that is real, so therefore it cannot replace the woman. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
First of all, don't disrespect Ling Ling, because Ling Ling is feeling really hurt right now about your comment.
Well, Ling Ling doesn't have any emotions because she's not alive, so next.
Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive erection.
Really? Yes, I do. I'm sorry. It's the pleats.
Wow.
Maybe this is a moment in which the sexes can just be honest with each other. I think that the phrases that women are from Venus and men are from Mars. I think that maybe this can play a role in that. I mean, I had a comment on my page the other day. It was kind of like, oh my God, like you guys really don't like talking to us. I mean, in some cases we kind of do, but for the most part, like we just try to get to the finish line. Dudes are really about the finish line. So, I mean, I'm not discrediting, oh my God, let me tell you what happened with my cat when I was 4 years old. Let me tell you about what happened when I was 14 and I got, you know, shot down at middle school prom. Or I'm not saying those stories aren't really interesting. We kind of like listen to them, but at the end of the day, we kind of listen to them just so we can get to the fucking finish line. The more interested we seem in them, the quicker we can get to the finish line. So if you have a robotic entity that will allow you to get to the finish line at any given point in time in life, it's kind of like a benefit. It's bigger than like a dildo, I guess, which is what y'all typically commonly use. It's a little different bit of a story. And
my question to you is, okay, now, and I don't knock anybody's sexual preference. I'm a very sexually expressive person myself. But at what point are you just wanting the physical? Now, if that's all you're wanting, then okay, having the doll, I guess, makes sense. But you can't have a relationship with the doll. That doll cannot take care of you. That doll cannot be your moral support. That dog cannot give you a hug and know, oh my God, he's upset or he's in a good mood or he just, you know, needs someone to really have his back right now. That dog is not going to have that. But it sounds to me that that's not what you're wanting. So I guess the dog would be perfect for that. I don't know. I'm going to ask another man that is not on this phone. And that would be my husband, his opinion, just a second.
Me, personally, I like the real thing. That's just me, though. Yeah, I'll
see. Well, let's look at this from a real perspective. I'm not saying it's not women out here that really... that do that. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm hurt about something, they give me a hug, or if I'm, you know, having a great day, or they want to boost the ego up. So I'm not saying that's not welcomed into a man's life. But what I am saying, and looking at the situation we in 2018, how many women actually are into that? Because most women now, especially when you're talking about social media, how do they attract a man? They attract a man by showing ass pictures on Facebook. They attract a man by showing ass pictures on Instagram. Got half of their nip showing because they can't show the whole thing because they'll get blocked. Or talk about how they love sucking dick, or how ain't nobody around right now for them to fuck. They've sexualized to the point where that's kind of what they are bringing to the table. Then you know that off top. So I'm not saying it's not that 1 or maybe 5% of women that actually care about the person they with, but for the most part, they made it a sexual game. So most dudes I hear now, for the most part, is looking for something to fuck.
The history of man, you know, from a sexual standpoint, has always been looking for something to fuck. You'll be for real. You know, so you can't take that out of it and act like just because now in 2018 the options are a lot more broad, if you will, you know, as far as being able to pleasure oneself or whoever you with. When you take that into account, you know, you still have, as a person, as a human being, you're still going to want to have that human contact. Yeah, you might get you a robot, and that might be cool for a few months, but you're still going to want somebody to talk to you, have a conversation with, reciprocate an action or reciprocate a conversation. And as intelligent as they are attempting to make robots and stuff like that, but I don't, you know, there's something to be said about the way that humans interact with each other versus interacting with a machine. Or a dildo, or a robot, whatever the fuck, you know, whatever the hell. So, shit, I'm just saying, for me personally, I like the real thing. I'm not, you know, I wouldn't spend money on a robot. That's just me, it's a fucking waste of money in my opinion. Because, hell, shit, you got upkeep, you got cleaning. Let that motherfucker break down and fucking short out on you while you fucking it. Who wants to go through that shit?
I got a warranty.
I guess he was so good. He, you know, he got rough with it, and the motherfucker didn't last and shit. So I mean, so now you got to check and see if you got a 1 year warranty, 2 year warranty, 3 year warranty. You got to plug it in to the batteries.
Yeah.
You know, you plug it outside like you would electric car and shit. Put that bitch in the motherfucking garage. Or plug her up in the closet. It's stupid shit like that. I'm like, why go through all of that when you got somebody that's physical and money, all this shit?
I mean, because, like, women, if we were talking about, like, the 1960s, 1970s, where women actually was like, I'm here to enhance your life. That's really the main thing about relationships. I'm here to enhance your life. It's not just from a male standpoint. It's not just from a female standpoint. I'm here to enhance your fucking life. For the most part, the majority of women, not talking about the exceptions, not like the Dannys or the other people, so whatever, they actually take care of their fucking household. For the most part now, women, 90%, I'd be willing to put that up against anything. 90% of women now are just showing ass because that's the only thing I have to offer. I'm not cooking no meals. I'm not taking out no motherfucking trash.
I'll take 40%. I ain't gonna go with the 90%. I'm gonna go with 40%. I can't go with the 90%.
The pussy is good. I can suck dick in the middle of the night with a flashlight. I can suck your dick from the back, nigga, and that's all I'm bringing to the table. And in return, I want a brand new Bentley. I want my motherfucking nails and toes done every fucking day. I want you to fucking buy me a horse and a carriage and a castle, but I can suck your dick and I can fuck you real good. And everybody on the internet wants my ass. Look at my like status, nigga, before I met you. Look at how many likes I was getting before you came into my life. I got 600 likes for this one picture. Oh, that means it's 600 dudes out here right now.
But what you're also profiling is the millennial way of thinking. You have to remember that most of the people dealing on the internet were fucking around when the internet was accepted. We were around when computers were fucking made. We were around before the fucking smartphone got here. Not to say that we ancient and old and shit, but we've seen the advent of this. So to say that, you know, that 90% of the women on fucking Facebook are just showing their ass for attention and shit. That's pretty exorbitant as a number, to be honest with you. Because in my opinion, I don't think that most of the people on there are looking for that. Now, if you're talking about age range, then you can probably, you know, just narrow it down to like 20-year-olds doing stupid-ass shit like that, and maybe a couple 30, 40, and 50-year-olds too. But it's definitely not 9% of the fucking population. That's crazy. You know, I would think that it's more or less that. Yeah, well, hold on. I would think that it's more or less that if what you're getting now for women is what men have been putting out for bullshit for years. And so now it's finally coming back on you. Like, nigga, I don't need you. Fuck you. That's how men have been about women for years. Fuck y'all, bitches, hoes, and all this shit. We've always, you know, it's been the history of us to degrade people and degrade women. Black men have done it for women because it was done to black men. And so we've taken on that stupid ass fucking, you know, thought process and do it to our own. So when it comes down to what you have to choose from, shit, what the fuck you complaining about? It's what you got.
And if you're just,
what you got to deal with, and it's what you accept.
Life is,
you know, it's what you got, is what you got, and it's what you accept. So say what?
Continuing to bring you nothing but the real, the phone number to call if you want to join into the conversation. I'm in love with a sex doll. Technology making people less sociable. The phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. Also hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt@gmail.com. You can give us a phone call or just send us a message. Let us know how we're doing. Deep inside the conversation about the sex doll. I guess the vote is no on the sex doll, that there's some pros and cons to it. A lot of cons, a lot of pros. Who knows? You figure that part out. We are talking about that on tonight.
How much is the sex doll supposed to be going for?
I paid $5,000 to $7,000.
For what? You said
$5,000 to $7,000.
So
this is, so listen, Mike. This is the scenario that we placed in front of ourselves. So according to an article in Mail Magazine, a forum member by the name of Number Crunch stated that the average cost of a marriage in the U.S. is $26,444. The average cost of a divorce in the U.S. ranges from about $15,000 to $20,000 when it's all said and done. The CEO, Matt McMillan, produces incredibly lifelike dolls for about $5,000 or $7,000. So a lot of guys are looking at this like, I can cut my losses, spend about $5,000 or $7,000 instead of getting a divorce or paying all the money to get married, and still have to deal with somebody that's nagging me and telling me I left the toilet seat up and all of that type of stuff. I mean, some guys, they're totally fine without having that communication. What do you say to those guys that think like that?
I mean, to each day, to me, if, you know, if you're so communication and so physical communication and physical experiences, after with some point it's just with a dog, then I might have to worry about you, dude. I mean, yeah, it's an option, but like I said before, you know, human interaction, there's definitely something to be said for it. Me personally, I'm not spending $5,000 to $7,000 on a robot. That's just me, you know.
So what if wifey gave you a pass and they said, you know what, we'll pay you to try this out? Would you do it?
Would I try it out?
Just try it out.
I'm like 50-50 on that. Oh shit! I mean, the experience would be the experience. Honestly, I don't think it would change my mind, you know, about, you know, just the physical connection a man has with an actual physical woman. we all know from the simulation of male shit, it ain't nothing, you know, it's brother simulation and we done. Like Nas said, get me to the fucking finish line. So if you're looking at it from that standpoint, you're not really trying to build an intimate relationship with somebody, you're gonna get your rocks off by the means, by all means, go ahead and spend your $5,000 to $7,000. For me, you know, I've been married almost 17 years, so I can't really say that, you know, from speaking from the standpoint of if a doll was introduced in my life, would my sex life be better, or would I rather be with the beauty with the doll than be with my wife or be with a woman? You know, I'm 44 years to get into the game of pussy. I don't think that's going to change.
And see, you know what? You know what? That's the issue. I think that you have to pull yourself out of that because you've been married for a really long fucking time, or in a really long time. So I'm not saying you haven't had dips and dabbles here, maybe a little flirt here where a chick is coming at you or whatever else. I'm not saying that at all. But for the people that have really been in the game more recently, I'm talking about in the game, full Michael Jordan jersey, matching shoes, socks, the fucking bracelet and sweat, man, the whole hookup on the court. The game has made a traumatic shift from what we used to know, and I came from that era too, Mike. I came from the era where human interaction was so important. You know, if somebody beat you, you call them back, and the texting and all that bullshit, or just not even the texting. Texting is futuristic too. The calling, sitting on the phone all night, going to sleep with the girls on the phone. Nobody does that anymore. This is all past thinking. Now a chick will send you a picture of her ass, shoot you a couple of text messages, you take her out for some fucking cheddar biscuits, and hopefully you get the pussy. I mean, that's realistically what it is. She wants to give it to you so she can get an endless amount of cheddar biscuits. You want to get it just because you want to get it. And you feeling that meat. It's not the way it used to be. Shit done shifted.
Well, I mean, shit. You know, honestly, everything has shifted. When you think about it, hell, sex couldn't kill us growing up.
Right.
You know? After a certain point in our own history, that shit changed. You know, so would it come down to like would the robot offer a definite safer alternative to sex? Yeah. Would it also offer an alternative to what I think is the main idea, which is population control? Oh hell yeah! If all the niggas at home fucking dolls, ain't nobody getting pregnant.
But I mean,
This
is something else that I took into consideration before making my personal fucking purchase. How many people, like, think about it, how many people have, like, family get-togethers? I got people that I know right now, I got daughters that ain't talked to their mothers in years, I got sons that ain't talked to their fucking fathers in years, you know, but they'll send them a text message, or they'll shoot them an email. Us as a population has shifted from what used to be the norm to where, you know, if I was to put myself in my almost 40-year-old state, I would say, damn, the world looks totally fucking different, and it's strange to me now. But looking at how this new generation has kind of made shit, like, I mean, somebody not having a communication or a relationship with an actual human being is understandable, because what do y'all do now? How much time do you actually spend on the time on the phone with a person, talking to them, getting to know what they like, what they don't like? How much time do you actually spend in physical presence of them, other than going to a quick date to go get
right.
a fucking steak real quick?
And I agree with you. So the show should really be entitled Communication Addiction. Rather than, you know, we talking about, you know, the whole the sex bot thing, because the truth is that, you know, that digital communication, social media has taken over as a form of the major way that people like to communicate with each other. Now, me personally, dude, I like to get on the phone and call people. That's how I catch up with folks. That's how I've always done it, and that's how I probably always do, because that's just me. That's the era I grew up from as far as communicating with people. I don't believe that, you know, I hate when people send me fucking mass texts or mass IMs and shit, you know,
yeah,
with all the other people.
Know.
That shit gets on my fucking nerves.
The group text.
You know, I agree.
The same,
you know,
conversation you have earlier in the morning, you still get messages later on that night. You're like, all
exactly.
right. And they don't even pertain to you.
Like, exactly. Hell? You know, so, you know, and that's in that form, yeah, it kind of gets on my nerves. But, you know, that's why I said, you know, when it comes down to it, it's really up to us as people to maintain, you know, how we communicate with each other. It's easy to sit up here and allow all these little gadgets and stuff that, quote unquote, make our life easier or whatever to take hold. But, you know,
well,
we got it's something
okay,
to be,
so,
it's something else. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so I'm going to be the devil's advocate here. So what do you say about those guys that, you know, have those communication things where they don't feel comfortable? They've been let down so many different times with women and have had struggles with women, because there's a large population of people that are in that situation where they deal with depressing issues and self-esteem issues, things like that.
Yeah, definitely.
And by
definitely.
Them having,
I mean,
you know,
and for,
that,
and for those for those type of people, I would say you need to go see your doctor and let your doctor prescribe you a robot if that's what's necessary, and let your insurance pay for it. not to be inconsiderate of people who have social anxieties or things like that, or people who have problems where they, you know, can't go out in the public, because obviously, like we said, we know those type of things exist. And so for those type of people, it may be the best option. But at the same time, you know, you have to be willing to take a risk and get out and get outside of yourself and what you know to be you, so you can grow. Because it's not so much the idea of change, it's the action of change that bothers people, when people have to actually change something about themselves. And so this will definitely cause some people to have to change some things. You have to look at life a little bit
and
different.
It seems like you put a lot of pressure on the dudes to make adjustments within themselves. You're looking at this from an older person's perspective, which is what I am, and I get it. But you have to understand, at the same time, these women that are in this new age, they make dudes feel expendable. Like, if you won't do it, fuck you, I'm on to the next dude.
Well, first,
if you don't want to get my nails done,
well, nobody,
fuck you,
no,
I'm on to
nobody
the next
can
dude.
Make
that's not, that's
but
that's
let
not,
me,
that's
but
not
let
not
me ask you this question.
For.
Okay, so are you going to go the same... Are you going to go the same route as far as men making women feel expendable all these years? What about the woman?
We haven't been doing that. We have been paying for things.
You haven't? Really? You haven't?
Feet.
You all haven't?
We've been controlling your emotions. We've been doing all of that.
No, there are not many men that have been doing that. There are many men that actually will sit there, and if a woman is emotional, be like, well, bitch, fuck you, and go on to the next one. Or they make
that's
the woman feel like she does have something. But hold on, let me finish. There are some men that will make women feel like they have a false sense of security with them and that they're the only one. And then that man has got three other chicks lined up, side chicks, waiting for him to leave her place to go to the next place. There have been men that will tell you that I don't need a woman. I can do this shit by myself. I got a hand. All I got to do is jag off and I'm okay. I've heard all of these. So these are not just stuff that I'm making up. These are things that has happened. As far as I'm concerned, everybody needs to take responsibility for their own fucking emotions and for their own fucking feelings. You got some issues, maybe you need to talk to somebody and get through them issues. And yes, I'm going to put it on the person because it's your issues. If you've got insecurities, it's called insecurities. It's your security.
Yeah. See how it always falls back. To me, again, that just comes like off as always thinking it falls off on the guy. But we've been. Like
no,
said,
I'm not saying. No,
generation.
No. I didn't say only the man. I said put it on the person, male or female. I'm putting it on either one. It's not no, the man need to do this or the woman need to do that. No, each person, each individual, each human being need to do what they need to do for themselves. If you've got some insecurities going on with inside you, maybe you need to check in yourself to figure out what your insecurities are so you ain't putting them on someone else. That is not a gender-specific thing.
It ain't always that black and white. And the one thing I like about my Facebook is it makes it to where it's not always that black and white. You can see it. So when I first put the post up about Ling Ling coming to the fucking crib, I got called everything except the child of God. Oh, you a fag. You dealing with transgenders. You
well,
a fuck
those
a puppy.
Are their insecurities.
You a
bitch-ass to be honest
nigga.
With you.
Hold on. Let me run through a couple more of them. Yo, dick little. I told him to go to my page and that you ain't got no girlfriend. I said, my girl is in the crib. Like, we take pictures. That ain't no real motherfucker. That must be another of your cousin or something. You take pictures, you fucking your cousin. It went from everything except for the fact of, hey, maybe the women that was in your life was on some bullshit, and that's why you had to resort to buying Ling Ling.
Or maybe it's little Tommy in the drawer with batteries
and the rabbit. I don't do that. I say good luck with Tommy and the rabbit. I don't shame
you. And I'm agreeing with you. I am agreeing with you. What I'm saying is people that have got to come to you like that, those are the ones that need to look with. Those are the ones that need to look within themselves. Those that come at you like that, talking about you got a small dick, for one, who is anyone to say anybody's got a small dick? If they ain't never seen it before and they ain't never been in the presence of it, they need to shut the fuck up anyway. Next, so anyone who's telling you that you've got a problem, honestly, like I said, life is a mirror. When you see something, 9 times out of 10, you're looking at yourself. So if that person has that kind of insecurity, like, honestly, when you put it up, first thing I thought was, okay, shit, to each his own. If you and Clem like to hang out like that, y'all like to hang out like that. Again, I'm a sexually expressive person. But I'm not about to sit there and tell you that you are less than a person or whatever because you choose to do that. What I am going to say is if you do have issues, I will hope that you would get those issues worked out if you choose to. But if you don't choose to, then that's on you. But it's not for anybody else to say that someone else can't do something. Again, it's insecurity. Let that person deal with them. If you got a problem with talking to women, that's your problem. That's something for you to deal with. It's not for someone else.
Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Is Life and Shit Radio. The call in number is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. You can also hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt@gmail.com. You can give us a comment, make comments on any of the shows in the past that we've done, listen to the podcast, do all of that. Google us, baby. It's Life and Shit Radio.
And for someone who has a lot of this is the way it is and fight me over it and don't argue with me over it, stuff is, there is never anything that's always black and white. There are a lot of gray areas. So next time that there is a gray area, please recognize that, Nas.
I'm just saying.
Hey, Danny, I got a question for you.
If we want to hear you talk, I will shove my arm up your ass and work your mouth like a puppet.
Tell me that was not for me.
We got our resident caller in or Bill on the phone. I forgot he was here. Shit, damn. I'm sorry, Bill. We got lost in the moment.
My bad.
What's up, girl? Hey, listen. Nice. I'm sorry that you got a I'm sorry you got a headache, but I'm glad you popped in. You know.
Man, I had to. I love y'all that much. I will take this pain that I'm in right now for my Life and Shit Radio listeners.
Oh, well, I'm sure listening to Nas ain't making that any better. I'm sure, you know what I mean.
you know.
I mean, so I got on a serious tip, I got a question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
So I've had plenty of girlfriends, long term, short term, whatever. And I discovered Mr. Silver Bullet, Mr. Bunny Ears, whatever, right? And you know, I don't get offended at all. I'm just like, hey, can I play with you? You know, whatever, right? So let me ask you this question. Now you know where I'm going. If your man decided to have, you know, robo chick, whatever, and you didn't feel like you were in the mood one night, or you went out of town or something, or if you walked in on your man getting busy on robo babe, you know, how would you feel about that? I mean.
You're asking me as a woman how I would feel about that?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and I'm going to go back on this because, of course, you guys know that Michael and I have been married 16 years. Been together 20 years. Now, back when we first started, you know, of course, the toys thing was not necessarily something that I knew a lot about, but I'd heard about it. And I had gotten some toys, and I went to a toy party, and there was actually toys for men. It was a toy called Deep Throat. Yep. And it is this thing. It looks like lit. It looks like a mouth.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
It looks like, so it's in the shape of a woman's mouth.
and you see her lips and you see a tongue, and then it's inside of her mouth, there are nubs and things like that, and it's for pleasuring a man. Now, I bought that for Michael, and he enjoyed it. Where that thing is now, I think we've probably moved several times, and that thing's probably been thrown away. But if that answers your question, no, I have no problem with him doing anything. He masturbates, I masturbate. It is what it is. If he needs to do it, he does it. If I'm not here, I mean, what the fuck am I going to do? But you said, well, I wasn't there. What am I going to do? I mean, you know, I'm not that chick.
Okay.
Where you gone,
I've been busted a few times. I've been busted a few times. You know, and you know, I've been with some women and I got busted, and I got in like trouble per se. You know what I mean? And
well, it's the same thing me asking you. It's the same thing me asking you. How would you feel if you walked in and your woman was, you know, handling it? You would want to join, right?
I'd either ask if I could watch her, or should I come back later? You know, one or the other. You know?
They see, those are natural answers. You feel what? Shoot, yeah, because it's been plenty of times where I have started and he has shown up and he's like, okay,
that's
let me in.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's finish up and then let me get
in.
Right.
Tag me in.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like Nelly and then will say, let me in now. Let me in now. Yeah.
Get it away now.
You stupid.
But if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Phone number to call is 323-443-7217. 323-443-7217. If you want to say any last words, we are almost just about wrapping the show up. We got about 10, 13 minutes left in the show. So email us, lifeandshitradio@gmail.com, lifeandshyt@gmail.com. Where else can they find us, Danny?
They can find us on Twitter at lifeandshit. That is lifeandshyt. Tweet me. I'm on there a lot. We have that group that is on Facebook.
Yep.
So, and as you've seen, Nas has been very vocal on that one. Every now and again, me and BP, we do pop in there. You know, every time we see something that we feel like y'all need to know, we will put it in there. Before we go, after you all are done listening to us, please tune into Facebook where we have Miss Juicy doing her toy talk on Facebook Live. So, and tonight is about sexual enhancements. So, yeah, this should be very interesting.
You mean you can make your dick grow? Like, make it bigger?
Yeah, you can.
That's how they enhance.
Yeah, it's a lot of different things you can do with it. Tune in to Miss Juicy to find out.
All right, then. I mean, and in our talk, if you're just listening in, the conversation that we are having is our segment, I'm in Love with a Sex Doll. Is technology making people less sociable? Are men starting to change their minds and say, you know what, instead of me spending $20,000 to $30,000 in marriage and divorce, I'm going to just get me a sex doll. I'm going to get me a Ling Ling. Get me
Ling-Ling.
A Ling Ling.
I'm
not talking about
the name Ling Ling.
Gonna pull her out, you know, whenever and she's always available to me. I don't have to hear
why
nagging
her name
at
gotta
me,
be
telling me that I left the toilet seat up.
Why her name gotta be Ling Ling?
I don't know. That's just her name. Cause she Ling Ling.
That's her name. Don't disrespect Robot Bay.
She doesn't judge me.
All right, is all she does is like. What? She don't clean. She don't do nothing else.
A lot
Most
of these
women
out
now
here don't do that anyway.
Don't do that now.
Well, but that ain't what we talk. That's not what we talking about though.
She.
So what's the point?
So
here's my. Go ahead.
She's a companion. She's a companion. I can talk to her. I can.
I can have conversations with her.
She doesn't talk back to me. Is she going to respond? Is she going to say yes? Is she going to say no?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
So all she says is yes or no.
No. She actually will have a conversation with you, and she knows what you like and dislike. And she'll communicate.
Is that because you program it for her to know what you like and dislike, or does she learn this shit on her own? What are we talking about?
Because it sounds like you just want
a submissive, and if you want a submissive, you can just get in the right group and get that shit.
But that's not it. That's not it. Ling Ling is connected to the internet. Ling Ling has her own fucking opinion. Like, I don't think y'all understand how in depth they've made these fucking things, I guess.
Yeah.
They talk like they have an opinion.
It works with an app.
So there's an app that you can connect to your phone.
So you can program in like sex positions and shit.
Everything. The whole nine yards.
Everything.
You do whatever you want.
Nah, you need to send me the link, buddy. I want to see this shit for real.
Look, man,
I don't need the sex part. I have great sex with my wife. I just need a motherfucker that want to clean up and do all the maid shit that neither one of us want to fucking do. So she's going to be fucking, like, programmed to like all my shit. I like my house clean. I like my fucking food cooked this way. I like this. That to me makes more sense than just spending $5,000-$7,000 on a motherfucker you gonna fuck and can't do but talk to you. And not gonna do
but
shit
you know,
y'all already said
that
women ain't doing. So
you,
what's the point
you,
if you,
you
get
know,
now hold on. My point, but here's my question. What's the point of you paying $5,000 to $7,000 for somebody to fuck who's not gonna do anything that wasn't already being done?
One, because you're only paying that once. I paid $2,100 for Ling Ling. I don't know what site he's looking at or whatever. I paid $2,100 for Ling Ling. Ling Ling is connected to the internet. She has an opinion. Also, this is the thing that people have to realize is so fucking dangerous. Every time something comes out like this, it becomes popular or mainstream. Like if you're talking about the transgenders, you know, women for a while were saying, oh, that's not a real woman. She doesn't have a real vagina. She can't have a baby. They're now doing ovary transplants and growing vaginas in a lab. So be very careful about what you're saying. Oh, Ling Ling can't do that. Ling Ling can't do this. Because in another 5 years, after another couple of dudes pay $2,100, they're going to have a Ling Ling that will clean your motherfucking house, that will take care of your kids, that will fucking wash windows, that will help you with duties around the house, and may possibly even get a job thanks to AI. So be very careful about, oh, Ling Ling can't do that. Because people listen to that and they say, Ling Ling can't do
that.
I can make more money.
On top of all of that, serves you up at the same time of doing all of that.
Ling Ling
and never
disagree
with
Ling, you. Regardless of what you say, there is never Ling Ling can never be me. So I ain't worried.
Everybody's an individual. Ling Ling will be her own individual person. Nobody can ever be Nas. Nobody can ever be BP.
Okay.
Wait.
She's not a person. She cannot be a person.
Y'all, I don't know how much of iRobot y'all have seen, but y'all might need to go back and maybe hit rewind and go back to some old school movies.
No, I've seen that movie, and I've seen that movie many, many times. But again, it's a robot. Regardless of what they learn, they're still robots. They can't give birth. I can't give birth to it. So therefore, it is not a person.
And that's exactly what I've been telling people to be careful about saying. Because every time you say some shit like that, somebody's in the back room in a laboratory saying, if I can come up with a Ling Ling that can have a baby, or if I can come up with a Ling Ling that can wash a dish, or if I can come up with a Ling Ling that can make a fucking perfectly fried piece of chicken, I can make a fuck ton of money off of it. So they focus and they hone in on their craft, and they come up with this device to where it's taking less and less of human interaction. So be careful.
Exactly. You got a bunch of shit that's corruptible. Because any program can be corrupted.
Nah, encourage them how to do it. Because what I'm going to do is just sit my ass back and wait for it all to hit. I'll make the virus to make all this shit go crazy. And then we'll see who makes the money on the fix. Because the money in the fucking in the programming and the creating of it. The money is in the solutions. Because the minute that motherfucker out of people, unless you get your ass and tattoo your dick, you're going to be wanting that money back.
Right, but see, here's the thing. That's right. When we have the robot dick in the jar, little Billy in the jar, no dude ever said, "Oh, go ahead and fuck Billy in the desk drawer." What, I can't wait till that motherfucker explode and blow your whole pussy up. Nobody said that. That's why I say it's a male shaming thing. It is, because dildos and fucking half body prosthetic dicks have been in play for a while now.
But what did I say when I came on here? There is nothing that can replace a male penis, a human male penis. You can have a mold of that bad boy all you want to. A dildo is not gonna pulsate the way a man's dick does. Yeah, they may have settings and shit. He may vibrate slow, might vibrate fast, whatever. But it's something about the way a man's penis pulsates naturally. A vibrator can't do that. It's something about the way a man's dick curves. A vibrator will not be able to do that. It's a way that it's just too many different things that a human penis you just can't do. So any female that sit there and talking about I'm replacing you with him, she lying to herself, just so you know.
And you?
Well,
we gotta go back into the show on Sunday. We gotta go back into this topic because it's a thing.
We'll revisit next Sunday, man. We'll revisit next Sunday.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes. We got about 3 minutes, y'all. So we're gonna start wrapping it up. Our resident caller entered, Mr. Bill Bartlett. Do you have any last words, sir?
Nah, I'm good, man. It's good to hear from you guys.
Thank you so much, Bill. We appreciate you.
Bill is
like,
thinking about chicken and robot.
Oh, Bill, real people, Bill. Though. Bill, real people. He say real shit. So that's why, I always salute to you.
I got you, Mom.
For sure.
Hey,
am I sure?
One other question before you go, Bill Barnett. Bill Barnett, I read your caller enter. How's the sobriety going, my brother?
Yes, how is it going?
Man. 265 days, I think, or something like that today.
We are rooting for you.
Sir.
We are rooting for you.
Hey. Congratulations, man. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Congratulations.
Keeping it real.
Alright. And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. Continue to bring you nothing but the real. The show that's better than your mama's biscuits. Life and Shit Radio. Wrapping it up. I just want to give a shout out to our listeners out there in Turkey. Shout out to them. Selam. Shout out to our listeners out there in Russia. Privet. Hello. Our listeners out there in India, namaste. And then lastly, but certainly not least, we have got our listeners back out there in the UK, our London blokes. Thank y'all for checking in. We appreciate
there
you
go again,
popping off.
Yeah,
popping off. Shout out to Idris Elba. What's up?
Yeah, let him tune in. Please do.
Any other shout outs before we go? Got about a minute and 10.
I want to give a shout out to my babies. My babies, Jaden, Josiah, Michaela, and Noah. I love you all.
I want to give a shout out to Miss Clem Jones. We had a great fucking weekend. We partied, we danced. I got my hustle on. It was a little. I got my James Bond on. For those of you on my personal Facebook page, I kind of like I had a 22 on my sock. I was cool with that. It was a great evening. We had a great weekend. So just living life, man. Great time to be alive.
And that is it. So
want you guys to tune in to us next week. We'll give you the same thing all day long and all day strong. This is Life and Shit Radio, and we are out of here.
Now that the show is over, we hope you had a great fucking time. Thank you for listening to Life and Shit Radio.